Right now, we're going to learn about the Reaganites Law Enforcement Forum that's going to take place on Monday, September the 9th. We have Paul Andrico in the studio with us this morning. And Paul, it's always good to see you. Thank you so much for coming on Palmetto Mornings.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, let's, if we can talk first a little bit about the Reaganites of York County and about the group and how it got started and the meaning behind the name.
Okay. Well, we got started. Actually, this is about our 1 year anniversary. And there was a need for a conservative voice in York County. And so we thought the most conservative person we knew was President Ronald Reagan. So we thought of a name, and it actually took a while to figure out. And some lady, beautiful lady, came up to me and said, "I prayed all day. It's the Reaganites of York County."
Oh, and, there you go.
And
what
that's
did
how
you say
we,
to that?
Yeah. So that's how we got the name. And so we started soliciting membership because we believe in being fiscal conservative, capitalism. We're against socialism. We look for more and more people that in our group, and it's amazing. We have Congressman Ralph Norman, who's a member, his wife. We have Wes Clymer, Representative Ray Felder, and Bruce,
in just a year,
Bruce,
I mean
Bryant. Yeah, we have a little bit over 70 members.
Good.
And when you believe in something, and that's what we really want to do, is we vet out candidates if they're conservative. And if it's hard to find a Democrat conservative, but they are out there in the county. And we will support anybody who is conservative that believe in fiscal responsibility.
So you're looking beyond, it's not necessarily Republican or Democrat. You're looking for that conservative, fiscally responsible candidate, and who they represent, which side is less important than how they are voting.
Oh, correct. And you know, some of the elections we were involved with was Ralph Norman, Pope, which was a tough one, Tommy Pope.
Sure.
And then the big race we were in, not as the Reaganites, but with Wes Clymer and Senator Hayes at the time. And that was 320 votes. And we made the difference because we hit 9,000 doors. Mm. So
we talk so much about being informed and having the information to be able to make a decision with the right information and not information that is found on unvetted sources, right?
Yeah.
So that's really cool. Tell us about this event you have coming up September 9th.
Yeah. Okay. We're honored to have Solicitor Kevin Brackett and Sheriff Kevin Tolson are going to hold the forum for us. And they asked, because I know both of them, and both are Reaganites too. It's amazing how they wanted to put across what's going on in the county with law enforcement, the judicial, because they, like Kevin Brackett was so concerned with the people are getting off easily without going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really bothering him. So his comment to me was, well, either we pay for it now or we let them out and we pay for it later. So, and Sheriff was all concerned about the being overcrowded at the jail. And I understand it. And one of the things that we get upset as conservatives is we like to hold our government accountable, and the city of Rock Hill would like to get rid of their jail system and throw it onto the county. And we know when that happens, the county is not going to get its fair share of money. So then the other thing in the state is there's a law that would make the county hold more of their own prisoners.
So there's really a lot more than just, do you agree with this? Do you agree with that? You need to understand, if you agree with that, what are the consequences of that decision being made in a certain way? Because there is funding.
Yes.
There are other details. And when you are with a group such as the Reaganites, you have really a forum of people that are doing the due diligence to find out the consequences to certain decisions and actions. And you've got this forum, which is wonderful. You've got Kevin Brackett, Kevin Tolson, sheriff, Kevin Brackett, solicitor, coming to share from their perspective.
Correct.
You've got the inside perspective. You've got, you know, just the citizen's perspective, because the goal is to make it better.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, one of the big issues is going to be coming up is medical marijuana.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's biggie.
And they're going to talk about that issue. And I was talking to Bruce Bryant, the former sheriff, and he goes, he doesn't, you know, doesn't want medical marijuana. He goes, so there's, it'd be
and
interesting.
And we want to know why.
Yeah.
You know, what's the why?
Yeah.
And I think when we all, as people, get together and we understand, well, what is your why and what is my why, if we can discuss that without the emotions of getting in the way, basically, it's amazing how much you can find that you do agree on you can move forward.
Yeah. And the other key is juvenile crime, too, and justice system will be talked about. And one thing I do like about the sheriff and a solicitor, they don't want to lock up people. They want to work with these kids. And because once you put them in jail, it's not a good thing. But if you go to work with them, put them on classes. So there's so much this forum is going to bring out to light that people don't realize.
Wonderful.
And I'm so happy that, you know, you've given me the opportunity to talk about something. And that's one thing the Reaganites like to do, educational forums.
Yep. All right. It's mark your calendars for Monday, September the 9th, 6:30 at Aldersgate United Methodist Church. The Reaganites of York County present this law enforcement forum with Solicitor Kevin Brackett, Sheriff Kevin Tolson. They're going to talk about mental illness in the criminal justice arena, crime rates in the county, important policy issues in criminal justice today, and other problems in public safety.
Good stuff.
Yeah, Paul Anderko again with Reaganites of York County. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.